chapter 19 tonight. And if you're able, stand with us for the reading of the word. Hallelujah. We're going to read a very familiar story. I always say that really all Bible reading should be familiar to the saints of God or to God. But these are one of the stories that you would have heard in Sunday school probably a lot. We sing about them sometimes. One of those famous ones,
yeah.
That was Zacchaeus. You're there. Luke 19 verse 1 says, "And Jesus entered, passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was a little of stature.
Yeah.
And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Why don't you look back at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house.
Yes.
The Lord I want to preach on. Come out of your tree. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Glory to God, I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost I've felt right here in this service, Lord. Lord, for the great songs that have been sung, Lord, unto you, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to anoint me, Lord, but you've dealt with our hearts. God, I pray in tonight that you'll move greatly in these altars once again, Lord. Hallelujah. Move upon this people here tonight, Lord. Glory to God, Lord. Let us draw closer to you. Let one be saved tonight, God. Deal with hearts and lives, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Lord. We love you. Again, I ask you to anoint us, Lord. In Jesus' name, the church said,
Amen.
Come out of your tree. Amen. You know, it's interesting here, Brother Jason, amen, that Jesus says over Matthew 19:24, and again, I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just read Zacchaeus was a rich man, and he got saved, didn't he? Thank God. Amen. When the disciples said, who then can be saved? Jesus answered, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
All right.
Glory to God. It is possible for you to be saved. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. In our text here in verse 1, the Bible says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He enters the city of Jericho. Glory to God. Amen, Brother Jason. I wonder tonight if Jesus has walked into this church here at Huntington. Amen. He's entered here and he's going to pass through here tonight. And I wonder what's going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. We've already sung the songs of Zion. Amen. We've already worshiped and praised him. But I wonder if anybody's going to leave here changed tonight. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. He entered, amen, and he passed through Jericho. Amen. It is possible that you can receive help tonight as he passes through here.
Yes.
But it's also possible that he's going to pass through here and you're not going to receive help because you choose not to get the help that you need. Hallelujah. We notice that out of all the times Jesus had been to Jericho, this is the first time that Zacchaeus is ever mentioned Amen. That Zacchaeus would actually get to meet Jesus. He came out to see who he was. Amen. I wonder how many times that the Lord passes through the church and passes through our neighborhood and passes through our mind and passes through, glory to God, and deals with us. Amen. How many times, amen, has he made, amen, his appearance to us? Glory to God.
Yes.
You know, it's very possible that this trip through Jericho was Jesus' last trip through Jericho.
Come on.
In fact, hey man, you can read through the scriptures and you'll not find that it's ever recorded that he ever went there again.
Come on, brother.
Glory to God. I don't know if he did or not, but it was not recorded in the scriptures that he ever walked through Jericho again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Zacchaeus, this could be your last chance to get saved. Zacchaeus, this could be your last moment in life, amen, before you die, that you're going to have the opportunity to get saved. Zacchaeus, this could be the last time that Jesus is going to pass by and deal with your heart, amen.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Zacchaeus, he's a rich man, tax collector, IRS man, whatever you want to call him. Glory to God. Amen. No doubt he had cheated many men, or he wouldn't have made the confession at the end that he did. Hallelujah. Nobody liked him probably too much. I mean, they didn't want to be around him, amen. He was going to collect money, and maybe he'd do it, amen, fairly or unfairly. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. And so he was well off, though. The Bible said he was rich. Amen. If Zacchaeus did not make a move, amen, nothing was going to happen, though. Hallelujah. Jesus would have passed him by had Zacchaeus not made the move to get to Jesus. Jesus was there. Jesus was walking the streets. Jesus was doing miracles. Jesus was saving souls. Jesus was helping others. Amen. And Jesus would have passed by, amen, if Zacchaeus had not got to where he was. That Jesus was going to pass by and Zacchaeus was not going to be changed.
Alright.
Amen. Come on.
Zacchaeus, don't let him pass by tonight.
Oh, God.
Don't let him pass by tonight and you not get what you need from God. Your need may be salvation. Amen. Like Zacchaeus. Amen. Don't go home without him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You may need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. If I could just put your name in the blank. What is it that you need? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's in the house to help us tonight.
Yes. Yes, he is.
You know, Zacchaeus was interested, Brother Tommy. You have to give him some credit here. Glory to God. Verse 3 says he sought to see who. See Jesus, who he was. Who is this man they're talking about? I mean, apparently there was it was being noised around, and amen, but people were talking about it. Jesus is on the street. He's coming in our neighborhood. He's coming through Jericho. Maybe they, amen, they didn't have cell phones and things like we got today, but maybe the kids or runners was going and said, hey, Jesus just healed somebody up here. Amen. Jesus just did this. Jesus just, amen, healed that one. Amen. And Zacchaeus is hearing the noise. Amen. And maybe he had heard about him before. Maybe he had been there before and Zacchaeus was too busy, amen, to come out. Maybe before Zacchaeus, when Jesus was at Jericho, maybe he was out of town. I don't know. But this time, amen, Zacchaeus had heard enough. He went out to see who he was.
Right.
He was interested.
Interested.
I believe you're interested tonight or you wouldn't be here.
Come on now.
Glory to God. I believe you're interested. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where you when this showed up. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus when he got out there. I mean, this is a man that's got maybe his own office. Maybe it's in his home. Maybe he's got an office or whatever it is. And he's went put a out to lunch or put a clothes sign on the business. And Brother Jason, amen, in my imagination, he has closed up shop. And he's went out into the street knowing, seeing Jesus is coming down. He sees the crowd that's coming through. And he gets out there and he can't see Jesus. Why can't he see Jesus? Hallelujah. The Bible says because of the press. Amen. He was a man that was short in stature. He wasn't very tall.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Everybody else was taller than him. Brother Daniel, it says because of the press. What was the press? That was the people.
Sure.
He could not see Jesus and find out who he was because of people. Doesn't that sound like people's excuses today?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't pray because of people.
Wow.
I've talked to many folks before that said, I would go to church except there's some people out there that are hypocrites.
Amen.
I would go and pray, amen, but there are this person right here, amen, they act like they got something that they don't.
Amen.
Amen. I would go to church and pray, but mama won't lay off of me, amen.
Yes.
I would go to church and pray, but those at work will make it too hard on me, amen. I can't live that way.
Yes, Lord.
We make the excuses of people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No matter who it was, in Zacchaeus' way, hallelujah, he was going to find a way to see who this man was. He was interested.
Yeah.
He was interested enough that Zacchaeus, amen, looks at the crowd. He was a pretty smart man. He, just to be a taxman, he had to be pretty smart.
Yeah.
Amen. And he looks at the crowd. He watches the way that Jesus is walking, and they're going, and he looks down the road, and he goes down before that crowd a good little ways, and he finds him a sycamore tree, and he climbs up in that sycamore tree, amen, so that he can get elevated. I don't know how far up he went up in it. Amen. Some of you are deer hunters. Amen. You'll have a 12-foot stand or a 15-foot. Some people like to climb up 20 or 30-foot. Amen. Up in that tree. I don't know how far up he climbed up in there, but he got up above where he could see. When Jesus come down the road, he was going to be able to see who this man was that everybody was talking about. He was going to be able to see, amen, who this man was that was healing people. He was going to see who this man was that was saving people.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what I like?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He was interested.
Yes, he was interested.
You ever been interested in something for somebody? Hallelujah. You know, when I was young, I was interested in my wife. When I started dating her, courting her. Hallelujah. She was a senior in high school over in Estill County. I was over in Eastern Kentucky University in my first year over in there. And, amen. And I wanted to see her. I didn't get to see her much. And amen. And they were having a field trip type thing where they was bringing all the seniors down to the university. Amen. I thought, I've got to find out where she's at. I just want to just get to see her, say hello.
Yeah.
Amen. And so Brother Jason, I had in between classes, I knew what time frames they was going to be there. Amen. And I knew where the center of campus was and where a lot of activity and buildings that they were going to be at. And I remember getting out of class. I knew I had a short frame. I knew they was probably pulling out of there. Amen. They had to get back to the buses and all of that. And I began to walk and walk and walk and walk. I walked probably half an hour around that place. Couldn't find her. Amen. There's a lot of college students. I saw some high school students. Amen. And I thought, my lands. Amen. I thought, surely to goodness I can find where she's at. I finally just said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get right down there at the bookstore. That's the main cross station in the middle of Eastern at the time. Hey, man, I thought, this curve out here is where a lot of the buses let off right in the center. Amen. And there's a good chance they may pick up there. Amen. And if I sit right here on this bench and just quit moving around, amen, she'll probably just come right by this area at some point. And it wasn't about 10 or 15 minutes there she come with other friends. Hallelujah. I got to see her. Amen. Got to talk to her for a few minutes. Glory to God. I was interested. Amen. Glory to God. What have you been interested in?
Come on,
amen. Some of you have been here every night of revival. Amen. I believe you're interested in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You might not be saved tonight, but you've got some type of interest because you're in the house of God. Amen. And he's here in the house. He's here to save you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He's in the house.
Right. In the house.
Glory to God. What will you do to get to Jesus?
What will you do?
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
What will you do to get to Jesus?
What will you do?
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people, they'll come to church to get to Him. Amen. Some people are just part-timers. Amen. There ain't going to be no part-time Christians make it.
No.
Amen. I'm not saying because you miss church part-time. Sometimes people are sick. Sometimes things are going on, whatever. Amen. Work and different things. Amen. But God's looking for somebody that's going to give it all to Him. Amen. He's looking, amen, for those that'll respond. He's looking, I believe, tonight for somebody that'll respond in this altar. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that will give everything to Him. Interested enough, amen. I wish you could get so interested that you would taste and see that the Lord is good. Like the psalmist would say, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He's interested. And he's went down the road. He's climbed up a tree.
Yes.
You know, Jesus knew exactly where he was. He knows exactly where you're at tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Tommy Rowan. Amen. Jesus knew exactly which tree he went up.
Yes, he did.
And you know, Jesus, whether he was going right at that path at the moment, if Zacchaeus had made the right decision or not, Jesus was going to come right to where his tree was. Amen. Right to where he was. And I believe the Lord is going to come right to where you're at tonight. Right to the foot of your tree. Amen. He's going to call out to you. Glory to God. Amen. You see, Zacchaeus was interested. Amen. And Jesus ensured that he got to where Zacchaeus was. He got right to the foot of the tree. Amen. Jesus is interested in Zacchaeus. And Jesus is interested in you, whether you're young, whether you're old, or somewhere in between. Amen. I believe that he will come to the foot of your tree and look up to you and say, come out of that tree. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Zacchaeus, won't you come down? I'm going to go to your house today.
Woo!
I must abide there.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
I don't know how it was. Zacchaeus went up that tree. I sort of felt like he got up high enough where people couldn't really see him.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't be noticed because he knew that a lot of people there didn't like him.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people said, tax collector here. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that maybe he didn't want to be noticed.
Come on.
I mean, this small commentary, he may have sat right there on the bottom limb and, amen, have been very obvious. Amen, but I sort of felt like he got up there, sort of hid a little bit, sort of like us deer hunters. Amen, get up there where the, you know, a deer, it'll walk right under you as long as you don't move, as long as you're hid right in there, amen, it'll walk right under, amen, as long as you don't make the wrong move and it don't look up and see you, amen, it'll just walk right on by. I believe old Zacchaeus had some interest that day.
Yeah.
Amen. But I don't really believe, Brother Daniel, that he was expecting to get to talk to Jesus. I believe that he came interested to see who this man was. But I don't believe, I mean, the scripture doesn't record, Brother Earl, that when Jesus got there by the tree, that old Zacchaeus was going, hey, Jesus, I'm up here.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm Zacchaeus.
Come on,
but it don't say nothing like that, does it?
Yeah.
Amen. It doesn't say that Zacchaeus called on the Lord at all. Amen. But it did say that the Lord came to the tree and looked up in the tree. Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God. And he said, come down, Zacchaeus. Glory to God. I said the other night, the king is calling your name. And the king called Zacchaeus' name. Nobody told him who it was. He already knew him.
Yes,
a decision had to be made. Zacchaeus could have easily said, you like some folks when you call them on Tesla, oh, do not me. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
And I mean, the people around was like,
Is that Zacchaeus up there? Oh, no. Surely he's not talking to him. That guy, that crook,
on,
that guy that cheated me,
right.
That guy that, amen. And here's Jesus saying, Zacchaeus, come down there. I must abide at your house today.
Yes,
sir. Jesus was saying, I want to go home with you. I want to go to your house today.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I believe Jesus is wanting to go to some people's homes tonight. Amen. He's wanting to go home with you. Glory to God. If you're already saved, no doubt he's already there with you. Hallelujah. But he was so interested in Zacchaeus. Amen. And oh, Zacchaeus. I give it to Zacchaeus. He didn't say, no, I'm not coming down. He could have easily said that, brother. Amen. He could have said, no, I'm not coming down there. I just came to see who you are. I see you now. Amen. Go ahead and do what you do. Go ahead and take care of those folks over there. Go ahead and take care of that man over there. Amen. No, that's not what he said. Zacchaeus was excited. Number one, he called his name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Number two, that he took time to come under his tree. Amen. I came to see who he is. I came to find out who this man was. And now he's saying, I want to go to your house. Oh, glory to God. God. He's interested in you.
Woo!
Jesus is interested in you.
Oh,
and he's going to go home with you. He's going to change you.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Glory to God.
God.
Amen.
God.
You might be hiding tonight.
Thank
you. You might be hiding all week.
Come on.
I wish I could get a change. Boy, I hear Brother Tommy Romans up there. He's, he's so excited. It seems like he's so full of joy. God delivered him from this and God delivered him from that. My. Those kids are just singing some good.
Yes.
Come on.
Our elders and some of our middle-aged young adults that were up here singing. Little Sister Anna up here, she sung all the way through. Praise God every night. Praise God. Doing something for God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil tells you can't do anything.
Come on, brother. Right.
Come on, buddy.
There's nothing you can do for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless him, Lord.
Zacchaeus didn't holler at everybody, look up here, I'm here. He didn't holler to Jesus, say, I'm up here. But Jesus looked up and saw him. And no matter where you're hiding tonight, no matter if you're hiding in the trees and the limbs, no matter if you climbed up in the top of the tree, Jesus has come to the foot of your tree tonight. Amen. And he's calling on you and he's wanting to go home with you tonight. Hallelujah. He's wanting you to go home a changed man or changed woman. He's wanting you to go home a changed young person. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be saved tonight. Amen. And you may need to begin some sanctification. He's wanting to let you to come out of that tree and get some sanctification. Amen. You might be here tonight. You need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come out of your tree. Come out of your tree. Amen.
Woo!
The Holy Ghost is for you. Amen. He wants to fill you up.
Yes.
Hey,
yes. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Fill you up.
Come out of your tree.
Hallelujah.
Come out of your tree.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You may be here behind doubt. Hiding behind doubt. You may be hiding behind the bruises that we preached about last night. The wounds that you received from life or from somebody else. You might be hiding behind hurts. You might be hiding behind fear of being accepted. Amen. You might be hiding behind, amen, what people think or what people will say. Amen. You know, the devil will tell you every lie you'll listen to. He'll make up every excuse that you'll, amen, give ear to. Amen. Glory to God. But you wanted, amen, to be here. You wouldn't have come if you didn't want to come. Amen. You wouldn't have been here, amen, and listening, amen, if you had not had some type of interest. Amen. Jesus, amen, and sees you hid in your tree, and I want you to know that he knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're facing, and he wants you to come down out of your tree tonight. Will you come out of your tree? Amen. He wants to go home with you.
Yes, wow. Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Make your way to the pantry. Go preach for a long here.
Praise God.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
Verse 5, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for for I must abide in you. Zacchaeus, make haste. Right now.
Yeah.
Got a whole throng of people. Got people that need to be healed. Got people that need to be saved. Got some teaching and preaching to do. Amen. But Zacchaeus right now. Amen. I don't know how many hundreds of people were there. If there was thousands. Amen. But I know one thing. He took time to come right under the tree. He said, make haste. Come down.
Yes.
Amen. I want to go to your house. And he's come right down amongst his 40-something people here maybe tonight. Hallelujah. And he said, make haste. Get to the altar. Come down here. Hallelujah. Come out of your tree. I want to, amen, go home with you tonight. I want you to go home changed. Amen.
Praise. Yes, Lord.
Praise.
Praise.
Right now.
Yeah.
Let go of the limbs. Let go.
Thank you, Lord.
Of the tree. Sir.
Yes.
Quit holding on to the limbs of life.
Lord.
Amen. That are holding you back from giving it all to him. Let God give you the joy, unspeakable and full of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
If you got that, you know that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come out of your tree.
Yeah.
Come out of your tree. Come out of your tree.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is calling you. Come out of your tree.
Jesus. Jesus.
You've got a decision to make tonight. Zacchaeus, come down. Come out of that tree. And I like what happened, Brother Jason.
Come on.
He came right out of there.
Came right out.
Jesus didn't beg him to come.
Come on.
Jesus didn't like go up in the tree and get him, pull him out of there. He had to make his own decision.
Came right.
Sure.
You've got to make your decision tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't make you pray. The pastor can't make you pray. Your mama can't make you pray. Amen. Your sister, your brother, whoever else is here can't make you pray. He can't. We can't make you do it. Hallelujah. Amen, but you've got to make up your mind. A decision was made, amen, that day by a man named Zacchaeus that was short in stature, that was a rich man. He had everything going for him in life, amen, as far as wealth, amen, and being able to have properties and things of that nature, but he did not have Jesus. And when Jesus took the time to call him and tell him to come out of the tree, I want you to know that he came down, he made that. He came right down, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
He was so excited. He got saved that
day.
Yes, he did.
How we know the Lord said it. I just read it to you a while ago. He's a rich man. I don't know what that meant. Other than he had a lot of money. Probably a lot of land. He said, if I've done anybody wrong, falsely, whatever, I'll give them back four times. If I cheated you out of $100, I'm going to give you
$400.
If I cheated you out of $10,000, I'm giving you $40,000. Hallelujah. Anybody here do that when you got saved? I mean, I believe in restitution. I believe you got to go back and make things right. But Zacchaeus was so excited that Jesus took the time for him, he went beyond restitution. He said, I'll give them four times. Amen. And you know he had cheated people or he would not have brought it up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It wouldn't have entered his mind if he never had cheated anybody.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. And so here he is. And then he says, the half of everything I give to the poor.
Right.
Now how many of you, the day you got saved, you went out and you emptied out whatever you had in your bank account. If you had $1,000, you gave $500 to the poor. Or if you had $1,000,000, you gave a half a million to the poor.
Come on.
Or if you had $10 million, you gave five. If you had $50,000, you gave $25,000 of it away that day because the Lord meant you.
Right.
I want you to know that something got a hold of Zacchaeus that day. All that right. Money didn't matter anymore. Oh, glory to God. All that he knew was is that Jesus said he's going to go to my house.
Yeah.
Glory to God, if you can get a hold of it tonight and realize that Jesus wants to go home with you, wants to change your heart and life. He wants to live with you and stay with you. Amen. I believe you give him everything you've got.
Yes.
Lift your hands and praise him.
Woo!
I'm not saying you got to
empty out, give half everything you got. Amen. I'm just telling you, that's what the Bible says Zacchaeus did. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it changed him.
And you had all those. Can you believe this? That someone got mad. Can you believe he's going home with the sinner? He's going home with that guy, that crook. I can't believe this. Probably someone probably may have got mad, walked off. Amen. But you know what he didn't do? He didn't let people get in his way. The first time when he couldn't see because of his stature. And this time, you think he didn't hear some of that going on? Amen. He was within earshot. Amen. He probably heard some of them, but he didn't care. Amen. All he knew was is that Jesus said he's coming to his house. And he knew that something changed in here. Glory to God, I want you to know it don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done. Glory to God, it don't matter what's happened in life. All that matters is Jesus has come to your tree tonight. And he's looking up in your tree and he's saying, come down, Zacchaeus. Come down. I want to go home with you today. I want to be in your heart. I want to change you.
Thank you. Thank
you, Lord. Glory to God. When he changes, his trials go to triumph.
Right.
Valleys go to victory.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Burdens go to blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stumbling blocks go to stepping stones.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin goes away. Salvation comes in.
Thank you.
Why? Because he forgave us.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Mother
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is taking time on this last night of the Bible.
Oh, hallelujah.
To say, come out of your tree.
Come down out of the tree.
May God help. But I'm here to give you a healing of your heart.
Yes.
To give you true divine salvation.
Yes.
Oh, we need to pray in church here. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If you're not saved here tonight, you're the most important person here.
Come on.
If you're backslid, right. If you've never been saved, amen. You're lukewarm. You're the most important people here tonight. Why? Because if you die before you get salvation, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
And the only thing between you and heaven is coming out of your tree.
Amen.
And giving it all to Jesus.
Oh.
You may be a teenager. You may come to the house of God every service, but you let your heart grow cold.
Yes.
Amen. He said, if you look for me, spew you out.
Right.
You've got to give it all to God. You may be an elderly. You may have, amen, drifted away. Preached about drifting before. Lived down there in the Norfolk, Virginia beach area right there for quite a few years of my life. And been out on that ocean, that Chesapeake Bay is the mouth to the ocean in that part of the country. You can get out there when the tide's coming in. If you've ever been around the ocean, the tides are strong. Amen. And when they're coming in for a high tide, and then once, amen, there's two high tides every 24 hours and two low tides. When the low tide, then it's going out. And I've been out there on a boat before, amen, fishing, and it just be glassed off, no wind blowing. Turn the motor off, start fishing, and look around, and maybe 30 minutes or so, and we'd be 2 or 3 miles going out towards the sea.
Wow.
Because the currents are pulling, drifting. Drifting. There's a place there, amen, at the Niagara Falls. It's called the Point of No Return. Hallelujah. They say that when you get past that point, there's signs and things. They say that there's no man-made power that's strong enough that can turn your boat around or turn anything around, that the current is so strong and swift that you're going over the falls at that point. Amen. They say that anybody that's ever got to that point, amen, they could take their motor and put it full throttle no matter how big the engine was. They couldn't get out of the current. I want you to know the current of life is pulling you. Amen. It's pulling you down a road to hell. Amen. And the Lord is taking time here tonight. Amen. To come and to come. Glory to God. He's come right to your tree. And he's looked right up in your tree, sir. And he's saying, come down. I want to go to your house tonight. Hallelujah. I want to change you, sir. I want to change you, ma'am. I want to change you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, amen. The devil attacks. He can't, but he says he can. Glory to God. I'm not going to argue with God. Amen. He's the one that made us there. He's the one that sent his son down the cross that we might be saved. And he said that you can be saved. I believe it. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Come out of your tree.
Come out of the tree, Jesus.
George, right, Brother George? Brother George, you're a strong man. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if you're probably a lot stronger than I am. But if I pulled you hard as I could and I could get you into an altar, amen, and I could just hold you down and get on top of you until I said you're going to pray, amen, I'd make you pray so you go to heaven. I wish I could do something like that.
Amen.
Yeah.
But the Lord made us all free moral agents to make a choice.
Sure.
God could have made a creation that he made serve him, but he chose to have mankind, and he made us his creation, but he gave us the power of choice to choose. He wanted a creation that would choose to love him and choose to serve him. Hallelujah. And the choice is yours tonight. Zacchaeus, come out of that tree. It's your choice. If you don't come out of there, if he stayed up there, Sister Missy, Jesus was going to pass by. He was going on out of Jericho, helping and healing and saving. And we don't read it was ever recorded he ever came back in the physical form.
Glory
to God. Wouldn't it be something if tonight he's called your name and said, come out of your tree?
Come on.
What if it is your last chance? What if the trumpet does sound? Y'all said to believe that it's going to happen. Amen. If it doesn't happen, Brother Jason, the Bible says that we're all going to see death at some point. Amen. I've seen more people die in the last 2 years. I wish I didn't have seen anybody else die. I've been to so many funerals, family. We buried my mother-in-law on December 23rd. Amen. My father-in-law is knocking at death's door right now. My dad is not too far from death. He's at homebound in a hospital bed. And we've seen all of my wife's, her mom, all her brothers and sisters have all passed away in the last somewhat years. And half of my mom's has. And it's just been death after death. We've heard COVID deaths. And I've been to so many funerals. Amen. But well, I tell you what's good, though. Amen. When, like my mother-in-law's funeral, I helped preach part of that. Amen. That I was able to say something good about a woman that was on her way to heaven. When they told her she had cancer, she said, that doctor, she was by herself. She said, they said, are you okay, Miss Scribner? She said, yeah, I'm fine. She said, I'm just going home. Amen. I'm going home to heaven. Glory to God. She said, and oh, hallelujah. I'm ready to go. I'm not afraid of death. Amen. And she went out here. Amen. God owed to the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I see you shouting the power of God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
My.
What a testimony that woman had to be. Such a quiet woman. She's so quiet. When you met her, you probably thought she stuck up because she was so shy. She wouldn't shake your hand. She came by and shook hers a lot of times. And after she got to know you, she'd talk your leg off. Hallelujah. But I've been to other people's funerals. And I preached at funerals, Brother Jason. And I had to stay there in the hands of a just God.
Yeah.
Didn't know for sure where they were.
Wasn't for sure.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
Knew that there was possibilities. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But
but they went unto eternity. For me, there was question marks, not that I had to know anything. But sure is a lot better when they go out, Brother Jason, and you can say, I know the Lord. Shout out to God, amen. When the Holy Ghost spoke that night, she's on her deathbed, said he was calling her home, amen, and said she had run her race well. I'll never forget that in all my life. I've never seen that happen before, amen, but it happened that night.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe that the main purpose was is because there was a backslid, amen, niece right there. Amen. Our nephew's wife that had been busted up and both backslid. Amen. And she was under conviction right at the deathbed. Amen. She was under major, major conviction. And the Lord was dealing with her and spoke to her.
Yeah. Yes.
And the Lord's speaking to you tonight. Come out of your tree. Come out of your trees, Zacchaeus. Whether you're a woman or a man, whether you're a boy or a girl, amen, come out of your tree. He wants to go to your house today.
Amen.
Lay your hands all over the sanctuary to Heavenly Father. Lord, deal right now. We need a praying church. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, come near tree. Can I change the verbiage and say, Zacchaeus, come out of your seat? Amen. Hallelujah. Come out of your seat. Jesus is wanting to come to your house tonight. Come out of your seat. Believe in God. Amen. Zacchaeus came out of that tree before his foot hit the ground. I believe he was saved. Amen. Because, amen, there had been a change. Glory to God, there can be a change in you tonight. Amen. The Lord's wanting to change you. I want to go to your house. Amen. I want to go to abide with you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Come out of your tree. Come out of your seat right now. Altars are open. Come out of your seat. Come on. That's you. Come, Zacchaeus. If you're not saved, come. If you're lukewarm, come. If you're backslid, come. If you're a sinner, come. Hallelujah. If you need to get consecrated, come. If you need to get dedicated, come. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, hallelujah, come. I need to be sanctified, come. I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, come. Hallelujah. Come out of your tree. Come out of your tree. Come out of your tree, glory to God. Come out of your tree, amen. I said, come out of your tree. I believe the Lord wants you to come out of your tree tonight. Come out of your seat, amen. There's others here, amen. You need to step out, amen. Come, make haste, Zacchaeus. Don't waste any time, what he was saying. What he was saying is don't waste any time because I want to come to your house tonight. I'm coming by Jericho. I'm a passing through Jericho. Amen, I might not be back, but I'm here right now, and he's here right now to help you.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody else.
Yes, Lord.
Sisters, come pray with this one. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Come out of your tree, sir. Right now. Hallelujah. Make haste. If you're not ready, he wants to go home with you. If you messed up, he wants to make some repairs. He wants to forgive. Come right now. Make haste. And glory to God. Come. Come while you can.
Come.
Now that's true. Come on.
There's others.
Glory to God. Come.
Come. Make haste.
Jesus.
If he comes tonight, are you going with him?
Jesus.
Can you pray the prayer, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Can you say, Lord, if I lay down and I die in my sleep tonight, that my next breath I'll wake up in heaven? Hallelujah. If you can't say that, I'd be in these altars calling out because he said, come out of your tree. Come out of your seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's others here that need to pray. Hallelujah. She's going to start playing here in a moment. Amen. Whenever she's ready. Amen. Come out of your tree.
Come out of your tree.
You've been here all week. Amen. Come out of your tree. Come all the way out of there. You made your way down. That's not part of the way. Come on out of there. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to shut up. I want to go home with you. I want to change you. I want to give you life. Oh, more abundantly. Oh, takes the seed that the Lord has good. He's going to forgive you more than you want forgiven. He's wanting to be with you more than you're wanting to be with him right now. Amen. Come out of your tree. You've got to make a decision, Jackie. Yes. You've got to make a decision, Zacchaeus. Quickly make a decision. Make haste. Come down. I'm going home with you. If you'll let me. That's what he was saying. Because had Zacchaeus said, no, I'm staying in the tree, he would not have went home with him. You've got to make your, you've got to do your part, sir. You got to do your part, man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When Jesus says come, you've got to come. 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 I have seen the waywardness of your heart. I have seen where thou hast been. I have seen the sin that thou hast endeavored in. But I say that I can forgive and I can restore. And I can go and be with thee and help thee taste and see that I am good. You will see that I will overcome those things that you are afraid. Amen. Fear not, for I will be with thee. Give thyself unto me and see what I will do. I will save thee. I will be with thee. Come. Come. But I am here beckoning thee. Come. Glory! Make haste, that kiss! Quickly make your way to home. Bow yourself for the king. Let's go home. Okay, thank you. Oh, she could.
Come on.
Holy Ghost can't make this. But sure has to give you an invitation.
Jesus.
Can't make this, Zacchaeus. But I can change you. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. He'll change you. He'll give you life more abundantly. He'll give you that peace that passeth all understanding. Glory to God. Great thing I love about God when he forgives you, brother. He cast it into the sea of God's forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, is what he said. You can go east as long as you want to. You're still going east. You can go west as long as you want to. You're still going west. Ain't that way. Amen. North and south. Hallelujah. But it is with the east and the west. That's why he chose that verbiage. He said he cast your sins that far. Hallelujah. It's not that he couldn't remember. He decided that he did not want to remember. And when he forgives you of those sins, you may have a memory, but he chose to forget them. And you wiped your slate clean. Glory to God. And you got a new life. On your way to heaven. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing tonight. Just a praying. Oh, I hope you come. There's several in these altars. There's some a holding back. Amen. I hope you make up your mind. God's a passing by. I hope you make up your mind. Hallelujah.
I took the winding road that led me to. Let's go to life, so we remember. this golden light, so we reach and burn.
I heard a voice say,